studio, we'd like to welcome back our good friend Ed Cavali.
Hello, guys. Lovely to be here. Brendan Fief, and is it Gary that we're going with?
Yeah, it's Greggy.
Greggy.
Is the middle name Byron Greggy? That's a long story, Ed.
Lovely to have you here. I love you to see you, yes. Byron. It's good to be here. But I'm a bit tired, to be honest. I'm sorry. A little bit tired.
I think you might be a little bit tired because you just said to Byron, lovely to have you here. He's here every day.
I'm sorry, Ed. You're right.
He's on the billboard.
Yeah. Good to be here, though. I appreciate it.
Ed, it wouldn't happen to be. This wouldn't be baby stuff because you've got beautiful little Arnold now since we last saw you.
Yeah, I am tired today. It's not the baby. I've been up all night throwing O-bikes into the Yarra. Is that what we do in Melbourne now?
Yeah.
Fev? We just pick up a bike and throw it into the closest river.
Was it 40 in 2 hours?
40. I blame 40. You. I'm blaming you, Fev.
Mate, I'm not riding bikes, man. I'm driving Mercs.
Wow. How long was that for a plug?
He's relatable as well. He's a man of the people.
No, after that, people saw you. Oh, it's a high five for that one. I like
They're doing that a bit lately, Ed. They're giving each other fist bumps during the show.
He didn't get the whole plug out, though. Mercedes-Benz Brighton. If you're going to do it properly.
It's 908 Nepean Highway.
Anyway.
Get down there. I do have a new baby.
You've got this new beautiful baby, yeah. Arnold, and Tiff is looking amazing.
Thanks,
and I love she's sharing photos of her in her post-baby body, which
yes,
is so encouraging
yes.
for other women
well,
to see.
That's right, because of course she used to be a gladiator trainer on The Biggest Loser. Fair. She was fit, and now she's sort of just had this baby, but she wanted to go like, look, this is what it's actually like to have a baby. Start getting fit, but don't feel that pressure to do it. And none of us should feel pressure to get in some sort of shape. Fev, don't you ever feel pressure to get in any sort of shape, okay?
I'm not. Okay. Is back to playing weight?
Not just yet, but yeah. she's doing really
he's
well.
2 weeks old.
Yes. Hey,
I've seen his wife.
I know.
She looked in playing weight when she had a baby.
Yeah, but he's doing great. Look, he's basically completely obsessed with boob. Mm. He spends his days.
That's all babies are.
Right, yes.
That's normal, Ed. Don't worry about
that.
Oh,
that's normal?
That's normal. Yeah.
Well, he's always disappointed when he comes to me. Do you know what I mean? I sort of put him on my chest for a cuddle, and he looks at me like, you're not the one with those things that provide me with food, are you? You're that other one.
Lucky I haven't met young Arnold yet because yes. I can actually lactate out of my nipple, my right one. I produce milk. Anyway, keep going.
That's come up again.
We've told him to stop talking about that.
Well, are you available to do the night feed?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I'm available.
What are you doing at midnight, Fev?
I'm available.
Ed's going to hang around. It's Fifi, wow. Fev and Byron on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
That time.
No, I don't think...
Sorry, mate, it's that time. Actually, Fifi, maybe just explain to Ed what he's strapping himself in for here.
So when Brendan Favola joined the show, we realised he had such a back catalogue of stories.
So many.
Ed, and we had to catch up on so many Fantastic. That he ended up with his own segment to share these stories. And
great.
we sit around the campfire
yeah.
and we listen to the one.
The Oracle.
That, exactly, he is.
And at our radio station, or stereo hit Fox, whatever we're called.
It's called Fox.
SCA, something
called
like
the Fox.
That.
It's
yeah,
not that hard.
Hit or whatever.
Yep.
It's pretty similar. Gets as much traction as R&B Fridays. This segment.
Does it? Wow.
It's right up there.
Oh, good.
And this is why.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to the real back catalogue 3 days ago.
Okay. Traditionally, they're a story from the past, but okay, fresh one.
Yeah,
okay.
We're just going 3 days ago. So I had the Melton South Best and Fairest last Thursday night, which was a week ago. And I brought some raffle tickets. And the raffle tickets, the prize was a $500 gift voucher at Coles. Mm-hmm. So I've got up to, as a coach, and I've given out all the trophies. And they said, Fev, stay up there to draw out the raffle. Mm. So I've picked out the raffle number, and I've won. It was my number.
Oh.
But I threw it away. I threw it away and said, I can't take
sure,
that.
Good, good.
I brought $100 worth, by the way. So there's a few of my tickets in there. I drew out another one, and it was me.
Oh.
So they said, you need to take it. So I drew out the second one, and then the third one, and it was me again. And I said, no, I can't. But then, anyway, so I got $500.
So were you drawing them out?
Yeah.
Were you just going for the ones on top? You've got to, dig around when you're going in.
No, for the second time, I chucked half of them out and then went to the bottom and then I pulled myself out again. But I brought, three books.
So you're like a sperm donor that meets his 40 children.
Yeah, sister.
Yeah.
It's a new show coming out. They gave me $500 worth of Coles vouchers.
Wow.
And they're all in $20.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
So there's
how many vouchers is that?
Well, you do the year four maths on that.
We'll work that out, Boxy.
I don't know. 5 divided by 2.
Oh, come
two.
On, Thief. Oh,
it's not divisible.
I'm going to say 25.
Well, it's 100 on 5.
I'm going to say about, there's about literally 50 of them. There's a heap.
Well, that's not literally. How many?
$500 worth of $20 vouchers.
So five times.
Oh, 25.
Five.
25. Ed was right. Ed was right. Why did we not
listen? Do I win a voucher?
There's 25. I've got a couple left.
Okay.
But I went to the Coles down there at Brighton the other day to buy some food, because I need to buy some food because I'm doing something at the moment and I need to get some healthy stuff. And so I went down there and then I've lined up and I've got a crap load. I've got $361 worth of groceries.
Whoa.
So I'm standing there and they're zipping him through and Anthony Hudson, the football caller, Hutto, he's standing there and I'm having a chat and, you know, small talk when you're talking to someone. You're sure. Like, oh, I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
Thank God they're about to go through the last. Yes, 300. So I've given her all the cards. She has to go through every card one by one and scratch the barcode off, swipe it, put the number in. It took a half an hour. That small talk got very awkward. Here they are, the stories
In future, should you not necessarily enter the raffles? I mean, you just don't buy the tickets.
Well, let's be honest. Who gives $20 worth of $500? And at the end of the day, I felt like the biggest tight ass. Because everyone was staring. And Hutto at one point was going to the people behind us, don't put your stuff here. He's still got like 10 cards to go.
And somewhere, Anthony Hudson's on radio going, geez, I think Fev's having a tough time. He's using vouchers. He's using vouchers at Coles.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Ed, Fev, Byron, I'm really getting drawn into The Bachelorette now.
Same here.
I knew you would, Ed.
Yes.
Okay, so you know Jared. They're referring to Jared as the Stage 5 clinger, which is a shame because I have said this before. My 9-year-old nephew, Walter Wolfbox, he loves Jared and he really hopes he can win.
don't unpack that. Just go with
That's
it.
Another chat
I don't
for another
know
day.
That Jared can win.
No.
Ed, shall we relive what happened last night? Okay. This was, if you missed it, when Jared joined the show, he gave Sophie a pot plant and they planted some seeds. And I think, well, he believes there's been some sabotage with his pot plant.
I'm looking.
There's my pot, by the way. It looks dead.
It correct. Thank you.
And that's the soil issue. Looks dry.
Actually, it's wet.
Could be pissed, Jared. Don't put your hand on it.
I think someone's 100% peed in his pot plant. There's a sentence I never thought I'd say. I think someone has peed in his pot plant. Go figure.
What plant is it?
It's a viola. So a viola is a purple and white flower. So it's either the cold air or the frost, which we haven't had yet.
Or the warm urine.
Or the warm urine. Thank you.
Oh, poor Jared. Yeah. Ed, I don't know if he can be helped at this stage. I don't know what to do.
No, and do we think it was Sophie that weeded in the plant? Osho?
I can't tell what game Sophie's playing. Because when we had her in a few, last week was it, or the week before, you'd even agree, Fev, she was saying she did like some of the boys for the entertainment and may or may not have kept them on the show for entertainment purposes.
Which is good.
Yeah, I know who won, so.
What do you mean?
I don't really need to
How
worry
do you
about
know?
This. Because I found out.
How did you find out?
A friend of a friend.
Are you kidding?
No. I told the guys the other day, didn't I?
Did
I told you, Leon.
He's pointing to people outside
this
the studio.
This is rubbish.
I did. But anyway, well, I can't talk about it. I know. Okay. I can't.
All right. Ed, do you have a conspiracy theory? Because I know you're prone to a conspiracy theory.
I do have a conspiracy theory. And I'd just like to say, Fev, I believe that you do know who wins because you're a man who's connected. You know a lot of people about town. And there was a rumour going around, this is my conspiracy theory, that the person that wins was already sort of seeing Sophie and that part of the deal of her doing the show was, I need you to have this bloke on. And they said, that's fine, but he can't be in from the start. So he was one of the intruders.
Stew.
Now, you say stew. Oh. Now, we're all looking at Fev's eyes. Look at that poker face. He's not giving anything away.
AJ, chef?
I'm looking at stew because I've done a little bit of background research into stew and his family because I'm not a weirdo. And
you just had a child. Where are you getting all the time?
I'm a bit Jared. So... And Fev, his family, Stu's family, owns a number of hotels and pubs in Sydney.
Yes. He has a yacht.
Multi-millionaire.
Mm. Including the Watson's Bay Hotel. Now, if people are wondering, is it a bit like the Chevron bar used to be, Fev? Or is
the
it
Chevron?
Or is it a bit classy?
I think it's a bit carousel.
Carousel.
Out near the point, yeah.
The Chevron was a place where you go to hide and have $2 bourbons.
Right.
That had fake Coke and, you know, like the syrup crap.
Yeah, right.
Watson's Bay Hotel's more upmarket than that.
Watson Bay's like Crown.
Yeah, so it's quite... So I think that my theory is as follows, that she's met all these guys, She's looked deeply into their eyes. She's explored their souls, Fev. She's tested their commitment. She's asked herself, who could I see myself with? And she's gone for the richest bloke.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Now, this is interesting because, you know, I reckon a year ago I didn't even know who Sophia Richie was. And she is Lionel Richie's daughter.
Ah, right.
She went through a little period of dating Justin Bieber, which is when I realised,
Lionel's got a daughter. She's changed her name. Is it Kate?
No, Sophia Richie.
Oh, was Kate Richie Lionel Richie's daughter as well?
That's her sister.
Oh, there you go. Never knew she
there
was
you go.
Sister.
Yeah, well, her... No,
Kate Richie from Home and Away is Lionel Richie's sister.
No, sorry. Sorry, Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie.
Jeez.
I'm so sorry.
That was a nice
way to derail a Fifi segment.
Yeah, well done.
I'm sorry. You genuinely, it doesn't happen often. Occasionally you genuinely confuse me and you did it then. I often move through it, but you got me there.
I was really adamant that I was right.
No, Kate Richie is certainly Nicole not one of the Richies. Richie. Nicole Richie is a sister of Sophia Richie.
Okay.
Back to where I started.
Yes.
Anyway, Sophia is recently dating Scott Disick. Now that is Kourtney Kardashian, the father of Kourtney Kardashian's children. He was part of many series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Ooh, my favourite Kardashian.
Ladies man, dates lots of different girls, and rightly so, Lionel Richie has come out and spoken publicly about this and said that he is scared to death that his daughter is dating this ladies man. Oh, I feel for Lionel. Yeah. It can't end well.
It doesn't ever end well. I mean, the Kardashian women have ruined, I think it's 4 or 5 NBA careers.
True.
So far. And I haven't seen Kanye for 2 years. Has anyone seen Kanye? What's happened to Kanye?
He's
gone.
He's gone into hiding because he's about to become the president of the United States in 2020.
That's
so.
Right.
Heard it here first. He's running with Kate Ritchie, I believe, as his running mate.
But the Lord, they're on a holiday together. I saw him in his jet and he's got his slippers on and it's got Lord Disick.
Oh, gosh, Scott
he's
Disick.
The boss.
He's living the dream, isn't he?
Mate, I love him.
He's such a Disick. He really
he
is.
He really is.
I understand where Lionel's coming from. Mm. And this can be, and we're yet to face this. Actually, Fev has. You're a new father. Yes. And Arnold may, as a man, to a son, you might not feel as protective.
Oh, no.
I certainly know with Trixie when it gets to dating time, I'm going to be one of those mums. You've already got Mia on the dating scene,
Mia's on
Fev.
The dating scene. Ed probably doesn't know this, but my daughter Mia is dating an AFL footballer.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no. I mean, great.
Yeah.
I mean, great.
It's awkward.
Sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Stay supportive, Ed.
Okay.
It's tough.
But you know what's really tough, Fev, is when you really, really despise and hate the person that your daughter or son is dating.
Yeah.
And if there are any parents listening and you are prepared to... If you're prepared to ring in 131060 and confess and say, yep, I absolutely can't stand the guy or the girl. And we've got a voice disguiser if you've never really said it publicly.
Wonderful.
But also, it'd be great to hear the lengths you've gone to break them up. And maybe you've never confessed the terrible things you did. This is like not passing on phone messages or deliberately destroying letters, like that sort of stuff
Absolutely. Well, if you're a parent, you're worried, then maybe you do have to do something sometimes.
Exactly. Sure.
131060 is the number.
My mum's listening. Please don't call.
Alex's mum's listening. Don't call.
Voice disguiser at the ready. We'll take your calls next on the Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Because Lionel Richie is not coping because his daughter, 19-year-old daughter, she's a teenager, Sophia.
Sky's got a couple of kids, doesn't he?
He's in his 30s. Well, Kourtney's 38. He's up around that age.
He's in 30s?
Actually, he's 34. Here we go. If I read the article in full, I can find out facts like
it's
this for you,
difference.
Fev. Well, it is. But you can imagine why Lionel Richie has admitted he is scared to death. Now, that is a very drastic statement, but that's how terrified he is.
So, his daughter is dating Scott Disick, notorious ladies man.
Ladies man. Yeah. Thank you, Byron. Now, we've just said Melbourne. Maybe there are some parents out there who are really hate or dislike the girl or boy that their son or daughter's dating. And unbelievably, Leon just said the phones were flooded, not necessarily by parents, but brothers and sisters. The siblings have gotten in on this act. Shannon in Pakenham. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
So, Shannon, you're sort of the equivalent of like the Kim or Chloe in this situation, not the Kris Jenner.
Yeah, no,
so talk us through, is this your brother or sister and someone they're dating?
Yeah, No. I'm the girlfriend, and his parents, my partner's parents, hated me for nearly 3 years.
Oh, okay. Almost so easy. This is on topic. Yeah.
Good. Just to confirm. Thank goodness.
Okay. So what length did they go to, Shannon, to get you out of their lives?
They stopped talking to my partner, and they ended up kicking him out of the house. So he lived with me. We're still together now. We've got a kid and another on the way. So they're fine now. But, yeah, they kicked him out. It was a lot to do with they wanted him with his ex-girlfriend.
So, what did
so you didn't do anything wrong. It was just that you weren't as good as the ex.
Apparently. He left her for me and they loved her.
Just didn't add up. Didn't stack up.
Kicking your child out of the house because you don't like their new partner is a bit extreme.
Pretty full on.
Yeah. Okay. Shannon. Lee in Wattle Glen. Hi, Lee.
How you going, guys? I love your show. You are fantastic to listen to in the morning.
Well, I've only been here for 30 minutes, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, I know, but daily just makes the drive a lot better.
That's why we're number one.
Lee.
That's of course, that's right.
Well, Lee, you're now part of the show. You can take the accolades with you. What situation have you got in?
My story's a bit different. My sis actually hated my dad's ex.
Oh, your dad's ex?
Your dad's ex, your mum?
No, not my mum, but can't hate your mum. They broke up when we were younger and he found a new partner and she was just horrendous.
Did you go to any extreme to try to get her removed from like the situation?
Well, we kind of didn't click that well, but that was all on her behalf. But she was just, I reckon she was just taking the old man for a ride and we could see that, but she was doing that.
Brendan, we're actually better than that as a show.
Did she go in the end, Lee?
Did you call a zinger?
Oh, yeah, she's gone. She left him, but I still think that he had feelings for her. He never got over it, but he has to move on.
Well, that's good. That's a good result, Lee.
But was there any form of sabotage or anything, Lee, or you just generally didn't like her? I mean, have we got in there and tried to get involved?
Oh, there's a little bit of this and that, but, she didn't do too much.
Just generally just some issues?
But you know what we can all take away from this? Don't necessarily all like the people that our family members bring into our lives.
Thank you so much, Fifi.
Thank you, Fifi. I don't know. I appreciate that.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Wow, Ed. Last night, Melbourne were given a treat at the Regent Theatre, production of The Bodyguard. Paulini.
Is that Paulini we're hearing now?
Yeah, that's Whitney.
Okay.
But you know what? Paulini's very close.
She's a great singer.
She is an incredible singer. Yeah. So Fev did join the cast for an evening.
Fev, do you know what, Fev? When people think musical theatre, the first name they think of is Brendan Favola.
Well, I think so, because that's my second in about a month.
He did Peter Pan a month ago.
You're like Millsy. You're in everything.
I am like Millsy. Millsy's having a bit of trouble at the moment, isn't he?
Well,
with another radio station.
Yeah. Separate issues.
We'll have him. Come on our show, bro.
So, anyway, Fev, you yesterday, and he did take some issue, Ed, with being called in at 4 o'clock for a rehearsal. Because he's really a one-take wonder.
He doesn't need the rehearsal.
I don't need the rehearsal, and if you rehearse too much, I think that you use all your good kicks.
Not fresh, mate.
Yeah, you might shank one.
Yes.
And I had to get in there at 4:15, and I did have an argument with our producer, Leon, for quite a while.
He's already a diva?
quite a week.
To the point where I said I wasn't going, and then I got in trouble by my big boss, AB.
It was a mess, wasn't it?
I've been sort of pulled in, and anyway, got there because Paulini needed to have a little chat with me and do our thing with us.
I thought she needed you to drive her there.
No,
okay. We're all having fun.
That's okay.
Yep. And she didn't turn up because the Uber didn't come.
Paulini didn't turn up.
But the important thing is,
God knows where Millsy is. What's going on in this joint? What's happening?
You turned up. Let's have a listen how your rehearsal went.
Yeah, now this is with Chris, the director, and Kip Gamblin, who was one of the stars of the show.
Kip was there.
Wow. Here is the rehearsal.
Brendan, this is Olivia.
Hi, Olivia.
Hey, guys. I'll
be dancing with her.
How you going? Hey, man, how are you?
Kip Gamblin.
Hey, mate, how you going? You too.
So welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries.
I want to make sure that when you sing that last note, don't try and sing it too on key.
What do I have to sing?
You sing you.
You, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You. I can't up, surely.
Yeah. You should be right, I reckon. Yeah. So the scene is a karaoke club.
Yep.
Yep. Frank Farmer's having a sing. He's been here a few times but never sings.
Yep.
And so he's getting up because he's been kind of dared to,
yep.
reluctantly. He's not that great at singing.
Yep.
He would say the same. And then, you know, much to the surprise of the audience, you jump out of your chair and sing the final note of what they've been singing.
Yep.
And the audience goes crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense?
So I steal the heart and steal the show.
Pretty much.
Perfect.
That's the brief.
I mean, yeah. They close the curtain at the end of your scene. Bang. There is a second act, but...
Yeah. Sweet. Why do you have that cheeky grin on your face? Because you know I'm going to...
Because it's going to be funny regardless.
Okay. I was just bringing my inner Dancing with the Stars out.
Yeah, perfect.
Just bringing my jive.
Do you want me to twerk?
No, fine.
You can.
No,
can.
I don't.
You just stand up. And stand up and sing it as big and proud as you can. And everyone will go, what?
Yeah.
And everyone will go crazy.
Gee, that doesn't sound like it's going to go well.
Yeah, well, us musical theatre people, you got to get everything out.
Hang on, I've seen the Insta story of the rehearsal. You were sitting in the crowd with your feet up on the chair while everyone else was rehearsing.
Mate, they were doing aerobics.
All right, now, was Feb being a bit complacent? I guess we'll find out. We'll take this track and then we'll hear the moment.
Let's find out what the audience really thought. Excellent. Like, did you get that resounding applause that you think you deserve?
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Last night, Fifi.
Regent Theatre.
Wow, just quite something at the Regent Theatre.
Yes, The Bodyguard, starring Paulini as Whitney Houston and Brendan Favola as Random Guy at the Bar.
This is incredible.
I actually thought I was playing Kevin Costner.
You did. Now, look, you can see all of the... We've got all the videos on our socials, on our website. Check it out. But let's break down how the night unfolded, because, Fev, obviously everyone was seated there at the Regent Theatre, and then the announcement came out that Brendan Favola was starring.
The live Bodyguard band will be conducted by Dave Skelton. Tonight, please welcome to the Bodyguard stage, Fox FM's Brendan Favola.
Now, why did you choose to wear the full Carlton getup?
I actually pretty much got the kit I've got on now, but we're obviously going to hear a little bit of audio from my stunning
Were you nervous at all, Fev? I know you've played in front of... You went, not at all.
Nope.
Not Regent Theatre doesn't bother you?
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
There's a capacity of probably 5,000 there.
Yeah.
Played in front of 100.
Okay.
and a million watching, so... But there's a little bit of audio, which probably people will take the piss out of, but there was a lot. I was on stage for about 10 minutes. There was a lot of dancing, a lot of back acting, a lot of trying to pick up some chicks and trying to push my mate away because I actually got the girl, and then I danced, and there's
you
a selfie taken.
You did a lot
taken.
Of stuff.
Yes.
I know. What you're trying to deter or detract people from is what I'm about to play.
I'm just giving it a little bit
context.
Of... Because you're saying there's lots of videos online, and they just hear this. They'll go, well, what's the videos
Don't
play
or? Yourself down.
I'm don't, not. Don't worry. I lots. Never will.
No. This, we're about to play your big moment, and for people who are familiar with the song, I Will Always Love You.
It's one of the all-time classics.
Yes, absolutely. And for some reason, Fev was given the most important note in that song.
Not a dry eye in the house.
you were better at it than I thought you'd be. That was good, Fev.
Yeah, well, in the rehearsal, I went for a little bit longer. And anyway, the producer said, mate, just tone that down a little bit because we don't want the eyes on you. We want it on Kip, on Paulini, who's the
Not
star.
Possible.
And I said, hey, mate, what do you think I'm here for? I think they're going to be watching me, buddy.
Well, I think all eyes were on you, Fev, because we did some Fox Pops like
Great.
That, the play on the word Vox Pops.
That was clever.
After the show.
I actually thought they were called
I
Fox Pops.
I know you did. Yeah, I knew
I
that.
Did.
Yeah. Here is what Radio. The audience felt now, about Fev's performance.
I've heard these. Do we reckon this is a stitch-up? Were they worded up, these people?
I
left
I
at the intermission, Byron, and a lot of people left after that.
Okay, because they knew you were done.
Yep.
Okay, all right, let's have a listen.
I actually thought Favola made the show.
He was awesome, very impressive and very believable. He was really good fun.
Next show, they should give him a bigger talking part.
He was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my God, he was great. So funny.
He killed the show. Like, everyone was like, yeah, Feb.
We screamed out, yeah, Feb.
It was all about Feb. Everyone was about it.
he was amazing. Love him. He's got a few moves there.
Real.
Real and over the top.
There we go, all positive.
So nice to have the Fox FM sales team there see the show. I thought Fev was great and I love the music mix at Fox.
Love the variety. Anyway, go to Facebook right now for the Fev Byron Facebook.
Wow.
You'll see all the videos. The Bodyguard currently playing at Melbourne's Regent Theatre until October 29.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Big news for the big dog over there, Fif. Some surgery for Fev next week.
Yeah, we're losing him for a whole week. Fev, you're going in on Monday.
Cut the losing bit out because I might
Oh, no, you're coming back.
Anesthetic, some things can happen.
No, just you'll be fine. Yeah, that's okay. Cool. They're just horns on your feet.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Eddie's got these horns, these growths. Makes him look a little bit like a goat.
Oh, right. You know, like in the 1980s when you go to the roller skating ring and you used to go, you know, you did a limbo and stuff and you got your roller skates, the old big white ones or black ones with the orange stop on the back.
Yep, yep.
That's what they're like.
Beautiful.
Getting them shaved down.
Oh, I thought you were getting them enlarged. I thought it was a cosmetic choice.
The Achilles is getting cut, grinding out the bone, putting a couple of screws in.
But it is a gaping hole that gets left in the show when Brendan Favola steps out to have an operation.
I'm surprised we're not doing a best of.
Yeah, same.
We
There's
did
a temptation.
A best of last week because we're away.
Take the whole week off.
Well, I floated that to start with. But so what we're doing in every day next week, there'll be a different surprise co-host. I'll rule one of the surprises. Ed Cavalli will be joining us.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here. I should say I am actually having some surgery. but I can be here. Looking forward to it, Pete.
Just don't do a good job, bro.
Okay.
Because I don't.
That would be consistent with this show. Yeah.
Who else, Fief?
Well, there is a surprise co-host, actually. I think everyone will be a bit surprised by this.
This one's interesting. In fact, the Fox, all the marketing people are very excited. They've already prepared some promotional stuff for this guest who's going to join us next week. Special guest co-host.
Okay.
Hello, Melbourne. This is Fifi Box's boyfriend. That's right. Next week, I'm co-hosting the Fifi, Fev and Byron show. The only question is, who am I really? Hear my real voice next week on 101.9 The Fox.
Bloody Steven!
Should I be concerned that I don't recognise his voice?
How long have you been seeing Darth Vader? That's incredible.
I mean, we're getting right behind this. I don't think it's a big secret who your boyfriend is. I don't know what all that suspense is about. Surely we know your boyfriend. Well, Fev calls him Steven.
Well, giving him an alias.
Hang on, it might be another.
We've said
boyfriend.
His real name on the show a bunch of times. It's not a secret.
Is it Steven boyfriend or is it another bat phone boyfriend?
No, it's Steven boyfriend. Oh, okay. He might get his actual name, though, when he pops in next week.
What was
week.
All that about then?
Well, I think it's about anticipation.
Yeah. Okay. Create the suspense.
For those that don't know, it's pretty enticing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be listening.
Are you feeling
like
threatened,
because, yeah, I am.
It sounds really exciting, doesn't it?
Am I going to lose my job?
27 past eight.
Drive.
Fev and Byron.
We're all recovering, I think, Fev, from Fev's cameo in The Bodyguard.
The big performance at the Regent Theatre last night. Paulini as Whitney Houston and Brendan Favola.
What are you recovering from? You didn't even go.
Well, the people that were there say it was excellent. I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
I said it was amazing. What was your character's name, Fev?
Fev.
Fev. Well, that helps.
It was a karaoke bar.
Ah, right, of course. So if the people did miss it, we're going to play the scene again. A lot of calls. Look, we're getting flooded with calls. People want to hear the moment. They want to relive the moment. Here is Fev in The Bodyguard last night. That's not Fev. Here he comes. There we go. Fev singing the word you. Absolutely beautiful. They went to the break on it. And I tell you, Fief, here at the Fox, it's already started. We've been inundated with requests.
Already? That was like 10 minutes ago.
Well, how can you not? Have a listen to this. This is the word you, but just have a listen to what Fev does with it. Incredible.
Isolated, you're right. He punched that out perfectly.
Quite incredible. Ed Sheeran's been on the phone.
Gee, that was quick.
Yep, and he is desperate to get Fev involved in some of his work. Come, come and now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of... Wow.
That's a hit.
Hang on. I'm in love with... Ah, coming to a stage near you. And then The Who's been on the line.
The Who?
Classic rock band Fief, The Who. They
you
do,
know
course,
them from David Caruso's
CSI,
CSI,
the start
Miami?
Of CSI. They're thinking about bringing back CSI.
Grissom.
They're thinking about doing CSI Melbourne. And The Who's got back together to do their iconic theme song. And there's only one man they want as part of it.
Oh.
Okay, all right. Looking forward to all those collaborations.
Wow. Any more?
No, that's it for now. Although, if it is someone's birthday, give us a call. 30, 10, 60, if it's your birthday.
And you can do the happy birthday too, and I'll go,
Okay, excellent. No, there's lots of other opportunities. Yeah, good.
There's plenty
okay.
out there for you.
Fifi, Feb and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Oh, we love an amazing story. Or are they amazing? Sometimes you just need to put a bit of mayo on them, make them maybe a bit better than they actually are.
I think you were here last time, Ed, when we did this segment.
No, I'm excited to hear some amazing stories that people have.
Yes, and guess what? We then get to critique them. So it's like helping people out if they need to, you know, throw a bit of mayo on or give it a little twist at the end or something. But 131060, we love to hear your amazing stories. Sometimes we get phenomenal ones. Yeah. Fev, were you going to give an example
of one? We just like people to punch them out before they go out on the weekend and tell their group of friends at the pub or a party.
Yep.
Because sometimes it can go down like a lead balloon.
Yes, right.
Like this amazing story is. Leon wanted me to talk about Gangnam Style, but I've got another one.
Oh, okay. It's, so you're not going to do the Gangnam Style story?
No, well, we spoke about Gangnam Style yesterday. Okay. The guy that did the dance. You did the dance. And I thought I hadn't heard that song for about 2 years.
Mm.
And then we played it at 10 past 9 on the Fox.
What were the odds? Like he hadn't thought of the song for years. I then did the little dance. And then he heard the song within 5 minutes of me doing the dance.
And then we'd play a jingle. Like, if someone had told that story, we'd play this jingle.
Well, what jingle would
do? No, well, I think, this is sort hang on a second. He doesn't get to play the jingle. Whoa. He told the story.
Okay, so how would you rate that story? Whether it was amazing? I thought it was quite coincidental.
Well, excuse me.
It was really bad.
Byron.
I think, yeah, the sting that's...
Oh, sorry, Gangnam Style's taken over my system.
Do you know how to use the system?
No, hang on, here we go. We'll get it.
This is how we work, Ed.
Oh, Gangnam Style.
It's not a cracker. You wouldn't break that out.
I was going to go with it's Jeffel Friday, and I haven't had one because I'm on a bloody diet, and that's amazing.
That is amazing. That's genuinely amazing. Now, we'll look for some better stories
than
that.
I was going to say.
And I'll work on my panelling.
Fifi, Feb and Byron.
Is it amazing?
Amazing stories from all across Melbourne. Sharon in St Kilda East. Hi, Sharon. Are you there, Sharon?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
welcome to Is It Amazing?
Thank you, Fifi.
Have you got an amazing story?
Well, I was having my car serviced and, you know, you leave your keys there. So then I get home. I have a loan car, so I get home. I've got my house keys, but I normally have a roller door clicker to get into my high fence property. And I can't get in because my key's back at the thing. And I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to have to jump the fence. Well, I'm very fragile. I'm thinking I'm going to break my ankle. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I start freaking out. And next minute I look, and here's this guy walking along with a ladder. I was going, oh, my God, thank you. And I asked him to jump the fence for me. So I was saved.
Okay, hold the line. Okay. We're going to assess that story.
It is St Kilda, and a man had a ladder. I'm assuming he was just breaking into other properties. Is that what we want?
Before you pointed out, you know what, Sharon?
Shaz's story was horrific, but that gag was on.
No, before Ed cited the criminal activity in St Kilda, I think the chances of you needing a ladder and someone walking across with a ladder when you need it is amazing.
Ordinarily amazing, but I think Ed raises a fair point. Perhaps not as amazing because it occurred in St Kilda.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's not amazing.
I'm sorry, Sharon. I disagree with the verdict.
Sharon, how did you get back over the fence to get back in the car to go get your other car?
No, that was fine. That was fine because once he let me in, I had my house key.
She's in the house then. She's walked out.
The bloke also had a crowbar to help her get out. So that was...
I think Sharon was very hard done by
that. Oh, that was my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault. It was Byron's fault.
Okay, so we'll change it to this.
Change it, please.
It's a little bit.
No, that's even worse.
Is that what you wanted?
Sharon, I thought it was amazing anyway.
Thank you. There you go. Well done, Sharon.
Thank
you,
Sharon.
Please call again.
Annalise in Caulfield. Hi, Annalise.
Hi, Fee. My amazing story. About 2 weeks ago, my parents were in New York and I was asleep one night and I had this dream where her late brother visited me and said, please don't worry about them. Your parents, they'll be fine. I've got this and I'm looking after them. Don't stress. So I woke up in the morning and I kind of felt like it was too weird of a dream to be just a dream. It felt really real. Within 12 hours, I got a FaceTime call from my mum in a hospital bed in New York. And she had a suspected heart attack, which wasn't a heart attack in the end. It was just a severe asthma attack. But I felt like that was a message of my uncle visiting me to tell me that everything was going to be okay.
That gave me goosebumps.
Well, that's just it's a given that it's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
No, that's a vision. That's
I still think the ladder is pretty impressive.
Okay. Back in the ladder. Back in the ladder.
Thank you, Amanda, though. Annalise, in fact, thank you.
Amazing.
We're out of here. Thanks so much, Ed Kevley. It's always fun when you join us, mate.
Thanks,
thank you.
Ed.
Thank you for having me,
Keep
guys.
Give our love to Tiff and little Arnie.
Yeah,
hey, see you in a couple of weeks,
to
guys.
Brendan.
Oh, yes.
We're losing you for a week because you're having this surgery on some weird thing on your foot that makes it look like a rollerblade.
Yeah, having a big surgery. So hopefully everything goes well and... hopefully the people that come and take my seat don't do that well.
Well, my favourite part, there's a few elements to this. One was when Fev first said he was having the operation, Ed, and he said, I'll have a couple of days off work.
Ah.
And now it's like stretched out to a week.
No, but I wanted to come back, but they said because you're on the influence of antibiotics, we can't have you on air because it's against the rules.
It's already dangerous. You're not under the influence.
Well, that's right. They're saying you're under the influence of antibiotics. You might start speaking really normally. People will be shocked.
Anyway, best of luck with the surgery, mate.
Thanks,
and we'll be back next week.
Ed will come back. We've got some other special guests. Bye.
We do have
Darth Vader.
There's one very special guest. Let me see if I can find the promo for this guest that's going to be joining us next week. Along with Ed Kavli, who'll be here at least one of those days next
Everybody
week.
Everybody is getting in on the act.
Here we go. Have a listen to this.
Hello, Melbourne. This is Fifi Box's boyfriend. That's right. Next week, I'm co-hosting the Fifi, Fev and Byron show. The only question is, who am I really? Hear my real voice next week on 101.9
That's a great sell. I mean, we know exactly who he is.
We're not Stephen. I think that's what we're getting out of there.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, that's next week on The Fox.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. Fifi, Fev and Byron.